This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, this is Penny Pizer, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
I'm a regular guy that got caught up in extraordinary circumstances. This story is as accurate as it is unbelievable.
Ed Robertson, along with a guest, Natasha Blossick. Natasha is one of the stars of Paul T. Goldman. Paul T. Goldman, the offbeat series executive produced by Seth Rogen that combines elements of documentary storytelling, reality TV storytelling, traditional storytelling, while also sending up the conventions of true crime series. Paul T. Goldman, now available streaming on demand on Peacock. Natasha Blossick will soon be seen in the feature comedy All Star Weekend, starring and directed by Jamie Foxx. Natasha also has a movie coming up called Moms Rising. We'll ask her about that in just a second. She also appears in the award-winning video game Immortality and performs in the band Snowflakes along with her husband Martin Blossick. Natasha and Martin's single Ukraine Will Prevail, available on Spotify. You play a real person, or I think she's a real person. It's a historical drama called Moms Rising, and you play a woman who saved the lives of 52 children during the Holocaust. What can you tell us about that movie? How did you land that part?
Oh, well, I auditioned, and as soon as I started reading and Googling that person, it's like her name is Luba Trzynska Frederick, and I was just amazed that somebody could do such incredible things, because I auditioned, and then once I got the part, I had some time to prepare. So I watched and I read everything that I could find about Holocaust, and I listened to, like, witnessed recordings of people who survived, and just hearing, like, what horrors were happening, and people that barely were making on their own. She's a person who saved 52 children. It's, like, absolutely incredible. She was just, like, kind of gasp around this idea. And I remember the first day on the set, we had 25 children, and I talked to director Scott survived, and he's like, can you imagine, this is like only half of children that she saved.
Wow.
It was kind of just crazy to realize that. It's like, what kind of incredible person can do that and just like play her? And Scott was really, he's a very, kind of like, very actor, director, very gentle and very artistic, and he does give you a lot of just, like, inspiration. And he was just telling me, like, you know, you're channeling her. I see her spirit around you.
Mm-hmm.
And once he said this, it's kind of really settled me in a good way. And I was like, wow, I have an opportunity to bring to life this incredible story of this incredible woman. And, you know, like, who knows, maybe she's watching. It's like, I hope she does. I hope she can guide me. So I was just trying to relax and kind of listen to my intuition. And it was absolutely incredible experience just to bring to life somebody who's, I don't know, even like playing her, I'm like, I still don't understand, how did she do this? Something so incredible. I mean, she's such a brave person, but it's like beyond, like people say, believe in yourself. And she definitely did something that it was, nobody else could do in those circumstances, and she succeeded. It's incredible.
Moms Rising is not the first time you played a real person. A few years back, you played, and you'll correct me if I get this wrong, you played Marlon Brando's mother in a movie directed by Damien Chapa, correct?
Oh, yes. Marlon Brando's wife.
Oh, his wife, okay.
Yeah, Anna Caspi. And yeah, I read her book, and actually, and it was, that was interesting. That was like fascinating to actually get to know her story, and then play her in certain like stage of her life, knowing all the story behind her was. It was like very, like it was fascinating, like really fascinating. You know, see what she went through, and now it's like more and more I go through kind of my Hollywood story. More and more I understand her, and I see even more like where she was coming from and like what's going on in life like this. So that was very interesting. It was, it's always nice to be like a part of history, like real history, real Hollywood history. It was really fun.
You may have touched on this before, but when you play a real person, whether it's Luba in Mom's Rising or whether it's Marlon Brando's wife, I mean, there's a certain amount of legwork you do. If they have a book, you read the book. Otherwise, you. But that sort of homework aside, do you approach the character the same as you would if you're playing a fictional character, or do you approach it differently because it's a real person?
Well, I think both. I think kind of like I try to find my own truth in this character, and then I, as much as possible, study and trying to embody and kind of take their mannerism and take their, like, whatever I can find. And it's kind of combined them both. It's just really fascinating. Like, I love that craft that is just kind of, it's truly crafting this human out of yourself and what you see and what you study. And it's interesting, in Luba's case, I saw, as soon as I saw her picture, she reminded me of my grandmother.
Oh, wow.
I even sent it to director, to Scott. I said, like, look, it's like, she looks like my grandmother a little. Maybe it's like a sign of something that I have to, like, you know, like that was meant for me to play this character. It was like absolutely amazing. And it's like more, I was kind of watching, you know, like Luba, studying Luba. I actually saw similarities between her and my grandmother. So, and I was like, and actually when I was, you know, creating the character, I was taking, like, what I remember from my grandmother. So it was actually an interesting mix, kind of, creating that character.
Mom's Rising will be coming soon. Mom's Rising featuring our guest, Natasha Blasik. One thing I like about just learning about your background, Natasha, is you're a natural beauty, but you do not rely on your beauty, you look for characters. And in the case of Luba, just as one example, you know, not that she was not a beautiful woman, but in assuming her identity, you allowed yourself to really draw deep down on who she was as a person versus external beauty.
Thank you for saying this. I do think it's nice, and it's in a way like to show this like inner world shining through. And I think that's like good acting. It's all about that anyway. But in Luba's case, it's like, yeah, she was charming and loving, but it was in conditions that she was in those, you know, in the Holocaust. So it was like hard to make yourself like, you know, like what we can, you know, pretty and all. But it's like your inner world is shining so bright and such a beautiful spirit that it was like, and that's what humanity is all about. It's like, it's nice that we can make our kind of outer castle pretty and, you know, shiny, but the true beauty lies always within us. So
stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Couple of more questions, if I can. Speaking of beauty, you were one of the finalists in the 2003 Mrs. World Beauty Pageant. The host that night was Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady. Did you watch Brady Bunch as a kid? Was it kind of surreal to meet her?
I was not watching. I watched it after.
Okay.
So, like, knowing, like, you know, when I heard who she was, I watched it after, and I absolutely loved her. But meeting her in person, she was just such a lovely, such a warm, warm person. It was, like, the warmth, and, like, we're talking about inner beauty. Her inner beauty was, like, absolutely, like, magnetic, and just, it was just, as soon as I met her, I kind of, I fell in love with her, and I was, like, I wanted to see more of her, more of her work. It was, like, it was a fun experience, because I'm, like, I believe, like, beauty pageants do bring, can bring, like, the worst in us, and also can bring the best of us. And I think, for me, it did bring, like, a confidence about my language, because I had this kind of shyness. I was like, well, I'm a foreigner, I have an accent. And then I was like, I was meeting all these amazing women, and they all had accents. And I was like, and I loved them so much. I was like, whoa, like, I totally admire those people. And I don't think about, oh, she has an accent, that's why she's not good enough. So for me, it was like something that helped me to kind of feel more confident in my skin, that whole experience.
This is one of those art imitate life moments. Going back to Paul T. Goodman, you play a mail-order bride.
Oh, Goldman.
I'm sorry, Paul T. Goldman. You play a mail-order bride in Paul T. Goldman. I understand in real life you are a mail-order bride. Did the producers know that about you, or did that come out later?
No, it came out later, and they were so excited. They couldn't believe it. They were like, this is great time. This is like such a coincidence. Everybody got so excited, and actually, I talked to, like, when I met Paul, like, first day of on the set.
Paul being Paul Finkelman, the star of Paul T. Goldman.
I was like, I had no idea what's going on. Nobody knew what's going on. It's a completely mysterious set. I just knew, like, I auditioned, I got the role, and I walk on the set, and it's like, and that's it. I don't know what's going on anymore. So I talked to him, like, just before we start filming next to the trailer, and I told him, can you believe it? I'm a mail-order bride. And he's like, oh, make sure to say it to Jason.
Jason is Jason Wallner, the director and producer of Paul T. Goodman.
I was like, okay, I don't know why, but okay. So, and then it's like, and then I see those cameras not only shooting what we actually, you know, the scenes, but also the cameras around. So I was like, what's going on with this set? So I did tell Jason that I'm like mail order bride, and he was so excited. Actually, it was like on camera, and they even put it in the show. So it was like kind of mix of everything together. And I never read the whole script, so nobody knew what's going on. At least from actor side, we kind of, because I think they were molding it as we would go. And you mentioned right now you saw two episodes.
Yeah, it's a 6-episode series. I have seen the first two, and Natasha is in the second one, and her character comes back in the 5th and 6th episode.
Yeah, and the show is actually, it goes for such interesting character study. I think for me, episode 4 was like, whoa, like that was like the most shocking. 4 and 6, how that, because I remember like the first. Jason released 5 episodes, so he said 5 episodes to critics, and everybody was like writing, it's like, okay, it all depends on the 6th episode how he's going to wrap it all up. And I remember like before Jimmy Kimmel, because Paul went on Jimmy Kimmel, I wanted kind of to surprise him, and I dressed up as Madeline, and just to kind of cheer him up. So I asked Jason, it's like, do you think that the 6th episode is like as good as you could, you know, make it? And it's like, you think it's going to like make it the show? And he's like, he was so confident. He's like, yes, yes. And when I saw the 6th episode, I was like, okay, yeah. He did an amazing, amazing job. Like this character study. And it's like you said, it's like sometimes like you, like, you want to watch, sometimes you can't watch. It gets so uncomfortable. It's just, and I think Paul took it as good as he could. Like, seeing that it was, that revealed not only pretty parts, but not such a pretty part of himself.
Yeah, and folks, for those who have not seen Paul T. Goldman, the best way to describe it is it's sort of true crime, but it's sort of a satire of true crime.
Yeah.
It's sort of a documentary, but it's sort of a send-up a documentary. It's sort of dramatized, but there are moments where you cut away and you realize you're on the set of a show being done for Peacock TV. And so there's a lot of meta going on, for lack of a better word. But, and this goes back to your background as in improvisation, Natasha, I would imagine having had that background to improvise and to react in the moment to what your acting partner says on that set or what the director, Jason Wolner, may say in the moment, I would imagine having that background in improvisation was an invaluable tool for you when you worked on Paul T. Goldman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it just like just before pandemic started, I went to the Second City. So actually, just like knowing that I went there gave me like more confidence that I can survive this. Because it was like, it was very unusual circumstances. And it's just like, I wanted to do my best and to be as authentic as I can be to myself as Natasha and her character, but at the same time, I had no idea what storyline that they're molding and what is my part in that storyline. So that was just like fascinating.
Well,
it was a surprise.
Well, having watched the first two shows, episodes of the show, including your first episode, I can tell you, you did a very good job. You were very good.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. That means a lot. That means really a lot because, yeah, I was like really nervous how will it come out. I was like, will I come out as an okay person?
You,
I don't know.
You, you come out as an okay person.
Okay.
Natasha Blasek is one of the stars of Paul T. Goldman, the offbeat comedy semi-documentary series executive produced by Seth Rogen. Paul T. Goldman, available now on Peacock. You'll soon see Natasha in the feature comedy All-Star Weekend, as well as the historical drama Moms Rising and the crime thriller Karagandas. You can also see her in the award-winning video game Immortality, while her single Ukraine Will Prevail, the single that Natasha and her husband Martin Blasek performed with their band Snowflakes, Ukraine Will Prevail, available now on Spotify. Natasha Blasek, thank you so much for joining us on TV Confidential. We'll have a chance to chat again soon.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Ed. It was so nice talking to you, and thank you for having me.
We'll remember Harry Belafonte. We come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/ TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.